This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Excuse me. For the second year in a row, a ban on so-called assault weapons has been introduced in the Colorado legislature. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The Democratic proposal would ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic rifles with certain features, but would allow people who already own these types of firearms to keep them. Democratic Representative Tim Hernandez of Denver is the main sponsor. The 26-year-old former high school teacher says this is the top priority for his students.
It's going to keep my generation that are in schools safer and ultimately prevent mass shootings, which, although I will be the first to admit is a microcosm of gun violence in our country, is a really important way that we have to meet the issue with what our communities are asking us to.
A Democratic-controlled committee defeated a similar bill last year. Opponents say it's ineffective and unconstitutional and wouldn't survive legal challenges. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council members heard hours of public testimony yesterday regarding a resolution stating the Springs is not a sanctuary city. Much of that testimony was opposed to that declaration. Resident Woody Longmire calls the resolution an unforced error.
Didn't have to do that. I didn't see people swinging off the rafters saying we're scared to death, we're getting ran over by immigrants.
City staff say they know nine families currently sheltered in Colorado Springs who came from Denver. You're listening to CPR News. Stay here for more.